Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC, and help is on the way. So how should we use it? We begin today with a New York, New Jersey town meeting on the Sandy relief money finally coming from Washington. With us now, the mayor of Hoboken, Dawn Zimmer, the city manager of Long Beach, Jack Schneerman, and Coney Island City Councilman Dominic Recchia, to compare notes on how they'll use the $51 billion in federal Sandy relief now that the Congress has finally approved it. Welcome back to all of you to WNYC. Hello.
Hello. It's great to be here, Brian.
And Dominic Recchia, I think I misstated your name, so we get it right there. And what? Okay. Forgive me. I'm misunderstanding what we were going to do here. So, Councilman Recchia, you were with us first, one-on-one. And listeners, if you have questions about how the federal Sandy relief money will be spent in our area, you can call up right now and take part in this New York, New Jersey, Long Island town meeting, 212-433-WNYC. 212-433-9692. Maybe you want to apply for some of this aid and want to know if you would qualify for your home or your business, or maybe you have suggestions about where the money is most needed, or if you live in the areas represented by our guest, Councilman Recchia from Coney Island, or our coming guests from Hoboken and Long Beach, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Councilman, how many people are still without permanent housing in Coney Island as a result of the storm? Anybody?
Yeah, we still have hundreds of people in Coney Island that are still not back in their house fully. What a lot of people don't realize, there are a lot of private homes. We have Seagate, which was devastated, which is right on the end of the island, and these little townhomes on in Coney Island that have been really affected. And hundreds of these people are still out of their homes, and we're trying hard to get them back in. But, of course, they don't have the money. They don't have the funds. And, you know, so 80 days plus, the Republican House has finally passed the bill. We are happy about that. But, you know, these people are suffering. Every day that went by, more and more people suffered. More people got sick. More people had to deal with the problems. So now we have this, you know, the bill was finally passed. Now, because the House package is different than the Senate package, it has to go to the conference, and we have that hurdle to overcome. But I expect in the end the package will be close to what the President Obama originally requested.
So what do you see as the way you're likely to use this money? Do you know if some of it will come to Coney Island specifically, or do you as city councilmen have to lead a push to apply for different streams of that money? How will that work?
Well, I'm hoping that some of it will come to Coney Island. I will fight hard for it to make sure it comes to Coney Island and to New York City, Staten Island, Queens. $9.7 billion was passed to keep the National Flood Insurance Program solvent and to pay homeowners flood insurance claims. Okay, so that will take place, and that is the first thing that's going to be done with $9.7 billion of that money. The remaining $50.5 billion was passed this week in two parts, $17 billion to cover immediate disaster relief needs and $33.5 billion in longer-term reconstruction and mitigation funds. This federal money is critical to the recovery process and will keep, you know, homes who have been damaged or destroyed, small businesses back in business, and will help to rebuild. The most flexible money in the federal package comes in community block development grants, which will be around $16 billion. For the region. It's not clear how much of that will end up in the city, but that funding could really be used to help people and get businesses back on their feet. That money is very, very flexible, and that's what's great about that money.
What about for people in the district who still have, you know, issues in their homes or in their businesses that they think some of the Sandy relief would be earmarked for or could be that they could be eligible for? What should they do?
Well, once we figure out how much money New York City is going to get, then we'll have a whole process. Like, you know, after 9/11, we used the federal community block development grants to provide grants to businesses for economic losses, and we could do that here again. But we also should be using these funds to help people rebuild. There will be a process how to apply for these funds, but as of right now, we do not have a process in place, but the city and the state are trying to work together to figure out how to handle the funds once they get to us.
Let me take a phone call. Bruce in Nassau County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Bruce.
Yes, I wanted to bring to your attention there's a terrible inequity in the FEMA rules that is excluding co-op owners from receiving the aid that other homeowners can qualify for. You're allowed, for regular homeowners, single-family homeowners, are allowed to get up to $31,900 in federal grants for uninsured
expenses,
damage repair.
Right.
That's not being allowed for co-op owners.
Oh, that's so interesting. And Bruce is calling from Nassau County, Councilman,
yes.
But of course there are a lot of co-ops in Brooklyn, too.
There's a lot of co-ops in Brooklyn. There's a lot of co-ops in Queens. And we are addressing that. We sent the letter, okay, to FEMA. We sent the letter to our representatives. And I know that Senator Gillibrand and Senator Schumer are working on this. And this is an issue. And I personally sent the letter along with my other city council members. Mark Weppin from Queens, who has a large number of co-ops in his district, is concerned about this. And we are working to address this issue. But I would recommend that other elected officials from Long Island also send letters that this should be changed. This rule is not fair. And that we have to address this issue immediately.
City Councilman Dominic Recchia of the Coney Island area of Brooklyn, thank you very much for starting us off.
A pleasure, Brian, and always here if anybody needs any help, they could call my office, 212-788-7045.
Thank you. And in our Help is on the Way town hall meeting, up next, the mayor of Hoboken, Dawn Zimmer. Mayor Zimmer, welcome back to WNYC. Hi there.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
And again, listeners from Hoboken or anywhere else, if you want to get in on what the New York, New Jersey area should do with this $51 billion of Sandy relief money, or if you have a question about it, 212-433-WNYC. How many people are still without permanent housing in Hoboken? You know, the Governor Christie in a State of the State speech said 41,000 statewide are still without permanent homes. Do you have an estimate for Hoboken?
We don't have a very clear estimate. I mean, there are still people, that are struggling to replace their boilers and get the work done, waiting on, so they're living, either with friends or with family, either waiting for the insurance to come through. So there's, a number of situations like that. I mean, but the challenge overall, as we look at, while I really appreciate the funding that is going to come through, the total ask was $80 billion, and this is going to be, hopefully it'll come in at $60 billion. And so, the challenge is just that there's not enough funding. That the actual needs in Hoboken and across the state well exceeds the dollar amount that's going to be coming through. And so, my focus right now is just going to be to advocate as strongly as I can for dollars for Hoboken, really looking at the infrastructure and how we can be better protected going forward.
So how do you do that? Who controls that money?
Well, it's going to be coming. I mean, obviously, the governor is going to be fighting to, or advocating for the state of New Jersey, and there'll be, a process to figure out how much New York gets and Connecticut gets and New Jersey gets, and then, it'll come. The money will come through the state and then through the county. And so, what we're doing right now and on the local level is really, resiliency planning, like looking at what can we do and trying to bring people together to look, for example, how can we better protect the path? I know, obviously, the Port Authority is building the path in a much more resilient way, but, I'm trying to reach out and say, when you look at the damage that the path suffered, when you look at the cost to New Jersey Transit, when you look at the rippling effect that had on, the Turnpike Authority, and obviously the impact for Hoboken residents and local businesses and Jersey City, I mean, it's really significant. And so just, trying to raise my voice and say, we really need to all come together and look at what are we going to do to make sure that the path is protected. That's one thing. I think we also really need to be looking at how we're going to protect the substations. I mean, in Hoboken, those substations are completely exposed and flood on a regular basis.
Power substations?
Yes. So, so that's something that we're looking at. And then as we, unfortunately, we're potentially, this could happen again. I mean, I think we need to think about, like, what happens when you're going through that storm and how are we going to be more resilient, kind of surviving and coping through the storm. And in an urban environment, you're just not going to get everyone to evacuate. And so we're looking, we're working with a company called Greener by Design, and PSE&G, and trying to design a microgenerator system that could be powered by natural gas, diesel, or alternative energy, so that there's a way to make sure that those homes of the neediest families and the housing authority and our seniors and obviously our police department, our fire station can fully operate during a storm, and that we have ways to get to them, and they have lighting in their hallways, for example. I mean, I'd like to see a lighting system where we know if we're driving through with the National Guard, we can look up and see that light is on in that window,
uh-huh.
And I know I got to get to that senior ASAP.
Jerry in Hoboken, you're on WNYC with Mayor Zimmer. Hello.
Oh, good morning. I'd like to compliment the mayor on a terrific job that she's done, and I actually don't know that my comment ties into what you guys are talking about, but we're a business. We have a restaurant in Hoboken, and our issue is insurance. Denied, 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 and I can't tell you. I've spoken to maybe most of the business owners in town, and I only know of three people who have received insurance payouts. And I would love for our elected officials to scream on our behalf and do whatever they can.
Jerry, this certainly is on the topic, even though it's not directly related to how the $51 billion from the federal government is going to
Correct.
Be spent. But, Jerry, what's the sticking point? Are you and the other business owners you're talking to being denied based on a certain loophole that keeps coming up in your insurance policies, for example?
Our problem is we can't even get it. A definitive answer as to why we are being denied at this point. It is the runaround. It's the dance. It's like dealing with health insurance where they deny, and I think they hope you'll go away. And we simply can't afford to go away. We're a new business. We pay these people in good faith, and they are not acting in good faith.
Who's your carrier?
Nova Casualty. Let's get that out there on the national airwaves.
And it's not, and of course this doesn't say that you're right and they're wrong, but that's who the dispute is between. And is this widespread among a number of insurance companies based on your speaking to other business owners?
It would appear to be so. It really does appear to be so, that it is no, no, no. And the more we say no, the better chance we have of paying out less. That's my sense.
Mayor Zimmer, are you hearing stories like this?
Yes, I am hearing stories like this, and part of it ties into the, if they're deemed to be, quote-unquote, a basement, but it's really a garden-style business, and that's why, I went down to Washington, D.C., and I'm definitely raising my voice on this issue, and I would say that, part of what we need to do is get all of the, I'm hearing these stories anecdotally, and we've put a survey up on our website, hobokennj.org, and the state also has a survey, and like they need the actual data from the businesses so that the governor can go out and fight for you. And I'm definitely out there, fighting and advocating for more funding. And I know that this is a major issue. And so
potentially some of this federal relief.
And the state is just to add on. I mean, the state is definitely talking to the insurance commissioners, and so kind of. So again, like sort of completing those surveys and giving all of the data so that then they can then go and advocate for you as well. So.
Well, the previous we had a previous caller from Nassau County who owns a co-op and said there's aid money for people who own homes and don't have enough private insurance coverage to repair them from the storm, but it doesn't cover co-op owners. That was his complaint. Is there money that would go to potentially something like Jerry's business or some of the other businesses he mentioned that is federal money but that goes to people who, for whatever reason, are deemed ineligible by their private insurer?
Right. So there is money. The question is once they sort of do the needs assessment and, again, sort of that process of going through, like, where that money is going to go.
How long will that take?
Right now they're working on setting up the process, and they need to have a fair process, and I think there's going to be the process at the federal level and then the process at the state level. And so, you know, I've been asking those questions. There's no clear answer on what the exact timing will be, unfortunately. I wish I could give an answer on that, but I know that there is a plan to put in money for businesses and for individuals, you know, and we'll be advocating as strongly as we can. But again, because we're looking at, you know, the ask was for $80 billion, and so we're $20 billion short. So that's going to be part of the challenge. And so, but my recommendation in the immediate term to the business community is to at least, you know, I want to meet with them again and to, like, to have them, you know, fill out the survey so that we have the hard data to then take to the governor, and then the governor is then taking that information and, you know, and advocating more for New Jersey.
And this segment is about the federal aid package. Looks like we'll have to do another one soon on people's battles with their private insurers post-Sandy, and keep that on the radar screen very specifically after Jerry's call. We thank the mayor of Hoboken, Dawn Zimmer. Mayor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Help is on the way. How should we use it? It's our New York, New Jersey town meeting on the Sandy relief money, finally about to come from Washington. Up next, the city manager of Long Beach, Jack Schneerman. City manager, welcome back to WNYC. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Thanks so much for having me back.
And our phones are still open at 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692 for anything, folks, that you want to ask or say. Let me ask you the same first question I asked our previous guest from Coney Island and from Hoboken. Do you have a sense of how many people in your city still are without permanent housing, who lost their homes and have not been, you know, permanently relocated or repaired?
Yeah, you know, we have a sense, but it's unfortunately impossible to have fully accurate data. Out of 10,000 homes, we estimate probably approximately 200 are that level of affected.
And where are most of those families and individuals staying? Do you have a sense?
Friends and family. And some being put up in hotels through FEMA.
Does the federal aid bill help those families? Does it help them directly, or are they not really the target?
Well, the federal aid bill ought to help in a variety of ways. It's going to help basically get people back in their homes by expediting all of the monies that are needed for assistance, for everything from the flood insurance to the repairs. But ultimately, your point is correct, that money predominantly goes towards aiding but municipalities and the infrastructure that was damaged, aid to businesses, and all of that.
Do you know how much of the $51 billion in federal relief will come to Long Beach, or do you now have to begin to apply for different streams of money?
Well, I don't have a definitive number yet, but what I can tell you is that we put in our request right away at the very, very beginning of the process, through the governor's office and the county exec's office. And so we applied for the money long before the bill even started to move. And now what we know what will happen is the money will flow from Washington into New York State and then directly to municipalities. And, of course, what we're asking is that process go as fast as possible, that all the red tape get cut. You know, a fantastic precedent was set early on in this process. Senator Schumer really went to bat for us, and he got the money out of Washington and out of the sort of the FEMA world and into New York State right away. And then Governor Cuomo stepped up and cut through all the red tape and cut us a check. And I believe we were one of the first municipalities to get aid in the door. And we got $24 million liquid capital in the door, which was crucial in getting a jump start on recovery, keeping the lights on, and, you know, keeping this tremendous effort that we have going on here up and running.
And what should individuals do who think that they should get some of this money for their homes or businesses or whatever? Should they do they need to wait for a while, or is there something that they can start accessing in terms of applying, and would that be through you?
What we tell all of our residents is there's no reason to wait, and our city council have been tremendous advocates on behalf of the residents. There's no reason to wait, whether it be from the insurance companies, who I know a lot of folks are frustrated with. It's taken too long for them to get money in the door for residents, or whether it be from FEMA. You know, just keep pushing, and good things tend to come.
Michael in Long Beach, you're on WNYC with City Manager Schneerman. Hi.
Hi, how are you, Jack? I'm very pleased with the way the city of Long Beach recovered so quickly. And I really appreciate that, the way I thought you bounced back. Great. I live over on Penn Street. I'm a lifelong resident for 50 years. I am concerned with the rebuilding of the boardwalk, and I'm especially concerned with how are we going to prevent the next tidal surge? I mean, are we going to build in some type of wall system of metal or concrete to prevent the ocean from getting past underneath the boardwalk and you know, creating another catastrophe?
Michael, I'm so glad you asked that question. We, you know, here in Long Beach, the boardwalk is really the iconic symbol of the city. It's the backbone and the lifeblood of the city, and it took a catastrophic hit during the storm. We had an incredible ceremony not long ago where we said farewell to the boardwalk, and it's actually being completely demolished, which is just extraordinary and gut-wrenching for all of us here in the city. The boardwalk was originally built in the early 1900s and then redone in the 1930s, and now for the first time we're redoing it from scratch. And what we've said is we've got to rebuild it stronger, smarter, and safer. And what that means is it's got to be resilient to storms, it's got to be longer lasting when it comes to maintenance, and yet it's got to look aesthetically, you know, attractive the way we're used to, and have that comfortable feel for running, walking, and biking, and so on and so forth, and offer all of the amenities that we hope for. And in a sense, it's a fresh start. So what we're doing is going through a thoughtful process. We've got an engineering firm the city council is bringing on board this coming Tuesday, and their role will be to assist us as a coach, so to speak, in that process, and look all around the East Coast and the West Coast in the United States and beyond at the best practices for building a boardwalk stronger than before. Because we know that while this was allegedly the 330-year storm, it seems that we're getting a lot more storms a lot more frequently. And so we want to do this once, and we want to do it right.
Either that or time is passing a lot more quickly than we realized.
Sure.
Could you describe for our listeners what Park Avenue in Long Beach looks like right now?
Sure. Park Avenue in Long Beach is the main thoroughfare through the center of the city. And right now, during the storm, it was completely underwater. It was really where the ocean met the bay, and there was a current there. Right now, Park Avenue is coming back. Stores are opening. It's clear of debris. But we know there's a lot of work to be done. We know that we've got a summer season that's coming up faster than we realize, even though it's the coldest part of January. And we've got to inject a shot of adrenaline into the city to help those businesses, to make the city, you know, look nice and really say to everybody, we're reopened for business. Long Beach is the place to be. Long Beach is the place to invest. Mm. We're going to have a great summer. And that Park Avenue is a huge part of that.
One more call. Sam in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sam.
Brian, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
And thanks to your honorable guest. I got three comments. Comment number one, the $55 billion is not coming to the three estates, all of it. If you look at the whole budget, $20 billion is all earmarks. So let's just clear that. Regarding of the insurances, if you don't have flood insurance in your policy, you're out of luck. So all your guests are misleading their residents and their citizens. If you don't have a flood insurance company has nothing to do with your claim. And some people in these areas, they did not buy the insurance. So I hope your three guests put in their building codes that everybody is required to buy flood insurance, whether you have it or not. The problem with the flood insurance, the last point, is they only cover, because it's government writes the flood insurance, only cover the area of your building, nothing in the contents. The problem right now, most of the people, they lost their contents. And that's what I want to make, and I want to thank your three guests.
Sam, thank you very much for your call. What about a couple of those points before we run out of time? Long Beach City Manager Jack Schneerman with us. Is it really just $10 billion out of the $55 billion for New York, the rest for New Jersey? Is that true? Do you know?
No, that's not my understanding at all, and I honestly haven't seen that breakdown quite yet. And selfishly, we're only focused on the money that we need here in Long Beach, which is quite a few $100 million. So I hope that everybody gets their fair share, and my job is to advocate for what we need here in Long Beach. Beyond that, in regards to the insurance piece, you know, the caller makes, I think, a larger point here, which is it is so crucial that we have flood insurance. And what we see here in Long Beach is it's about making sure that the city's protected, and making sure that we communicate to our residents and to businesses that Long Beach and other coastal communities are a safe place to invest. And what we've seen is if we protect the beachfront properly, if we protect our bayfront properly, if we elevate the homes to FEMA standards, it is safe. And if we look at it that way, coastal communities like Long Beach are a wonderful place to invest. And, in fact, now is the best time to invest, as we know that we're going to be going through a wonderful process of rebuilding the city stronger, smarter, and safer. And we know that resources from all around the region are pouring in to help us do so. So we urge everybody, now's the time to come to places like Long Beach.
Wanting to be seen as an investment vehicle, not a victim. The city manager of Long Beach, Jack Schneerman, thank you very, very much. Good luck.
Thank you.
And we thank our other guests in this New York, New Jersey town meeting on the Sandy relief money. Finally coming from Washington, the mayor of Hoboken, Don Zimmer, and city councilman from the Coney Island area, Dominic Recchia. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Keep your comments coming on that. Tell us what we should be following up on. We certainly got some leads from some of the guests and some of the callers in that segment. What else does the public need to know about post-Sandy New York and New Jersey? Post it to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show. Coming up next, the help that won't be on the way from Albany to the New York City public schools. Did you know it was one of just a very few districts statewide that failed to agree on a teacher evaluation system by yesterday's deadline for extra state aid? Did the mayor or the UFT blow it? We'll try to answer the question.